All right.
Yeah.
So we have gotten so much love from listeners in the Twin Cities, from our media people in the Twin Cities.
I mean, Jana Shortles.
Oh, we're going to play that later. Carol Levin, she did the most lovely tribute to for us yesterday, and it's posted on the Lori and Julia show page.
Thank you.
And it was so great. And Breaking the News is her half-hour program that she does on Carol Levin at 6:30 on weeknights.
I love that she called us Loria. Okay. People do.
We'll get to that. Okay, but in the meantime, so all, you know, the My Talk, all the Facebook pages, the Twitter, our stuff, our Instagram, Lord Julia, Grant, we hear about you and Brittany should take over the world. And I keep sending them to them. So here's...
And a few people have pitched themselves.
There's been people. Yeah. But the ones that I started peeking at last night, because I'm too... I can't emotionally handle going through ours, because people are sharing so many beautiful memories with us.
Well, it makes us feel bad that we can't be with you like forever.
And I want to respond. You know, I just thought, okay, here we are.
Uh-huh.
We were a push story on the Star Tribune, breaking news when we announced our retirement the other day. So I thought last night, I'm going to look at the comments on the Star Tribune.
Why would you do that?
I was peeing my pants.
Oh, you're laughing because there's
okay,
some
just
good
don't
ones.
Look at them yet. Don't look at them yet.
I never look at comments.
So it starts out with, I love these two. Best of luck. Haven't listened. This is from Greg. Haven't listened, but now I feel like I've really missed a great show. I'll tune in till the end.
Okay, good.
One says, Jeff and I listened to their show on my commute home. No longer caught them after retirement, like what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats. First Ryan from KS95 morning show, and now this, who moved my cheese? You know, nice, good for them. Everyone should plan to retire, blah, blah, blah. Congrats. Don't look, Lori. Don't look.
This one says,
I will, from west of Minneapolis, I'll miss them both. They made my log commute tolerable, blah, blah, blah. Love the books. Next one, thanks for a great run, Julia. I'll miss you. And then 10C Jed. I am not familiar. However, reading through the comments, they will be missed. Connecting is life.
It is.
Uh-huh. And someone says, congratulations. I'm beating you to it. I'm retiring this Friday and Monday, blah, blah.
Did anyone use MTFA? More farting around time?
No. This one says, I've been a listener since day one. They have been friends on the radio since the blah, blah. I'll miss them, but wish them good. Okay. I've heard their show from time to time. This is from Rich. The men comments are my favorite.
Yeah.
Okay. I've heard their show from time to time. I used to enjoy their radio spots for various companies where it was painfully obvious that they did the commercials in one single take. Reading the copy for the very first time as they recorded the ad, it was hilarious. That one got 9 likes. Star North, never heard of them. 3 likes. Carrot Gravy, here's where the fun starts. Okay. Grant, you might want to listen. Lori was always the star of the show.
Oh, for God's sakes.
And the most interesting of the pair. Julia was a solid meh.
What?
I wish them both the best in their retirement chapter. Maybe Jason Matthews will take over the slot.
Oh, good Lord.
Then old media guy. That got 6 likes. The old media guy followed. Who's Jason Matthews?
Right.
That got 10 likes. Then someone else, I'm referring to him from now, LOL.
Oh, good Lord.
And then it goes back to Ren. Something should be left as inside thought. Carrot Gravy. This is from another person. Why would you say that? Another one says, hey, Carrot Gravy, I love Julia. She sounds just like one of my good friends, and I always think of her when I'm listening to
her. Oh, people don't know us don't realize that they will be clapped back if they diss either one of us.
Just wait, because it's going to keep going. I was peeing last night, Lori.
Yeah.
Web manager, I disagree. Both Julie and Lori are stars. They're a tag team who know how to work with each other, which we do, have different things they bring to the table. I've loved Julia's protection of her sons as a mom kind of partnership. This kind of partnership is rare. Strib 160, they're stars, like local TV newscasters, stars within the 7 County metro area. And beyond that, no one knows them or cares. And then Sunny and Bright, not sure why you felt you needed to point this out. It's not like their fans don't know their real celebrity. Who are you? Are you some big star?
Oh, God.
That one got 3 likes. Carrot Gravy again. The one that said, I'm I regularly had to change the station after Julia uses malaprop. What's the word?
Malaprops.
Yep. Couldn't form a complete sentence and said something inane and not in a good way. It wasn't quirky. It wasn't entertainment. Again, Julia is a solid meh. This is the person who started it.
Oh, my
then
gosh.
Strip 160 went on to say something else. And I believe they're sisters-in-law. And then Tim, who? And then Dante.
Who are these people?
The first and second sex is clearly answered. Sort yourself out. But it there's more, Lori. People went back and forth.
Oh, funny.
Pat Parker, oh, my gosh. What a sad announcement. Blah, blah. You know, love. I say the show can go on. Blah, blah. Really? Why are we fighting, Sunny and Bright? Really? Why do you keep picking fights about who's better?
Right.
Declining Joe. Sorry, my first reaction. Radio is dead. Haven't listened in over 5 years. And this is where the Dark Helsing comes in. You may have not listened in more than 5 years, but it does not follow from that radio is dead. Twin City manages to support 40 commercial radio stations.
That's true.
Nice.
And then Rich says, interesting. According to you, radio is dead and you haven't listened more in 5 years. If that's true, my question is, why are you compelled to comment on any of this? You have no interest. Respectfully yours. Just curious. Something else says, Joe, the one who said we're dead. So what happens when you lose power, cell, signal, or interweb? You turn on the radio.
True.
Radio is magic. Mm-hmm. Farmer girl. Dead to you, wondering why you read. Dead to you, wondering why you read this article. Then someone says, "Surprise!" I just started laughing that the people responding were fighting with each other about our comments. It was
Funny. Well, we've had that happen.
It made me laugh, you know, Lori.
Yeah, with other things, right? People will come to our defense.
Yeah. But that and people who don't even listen.
Right.
I didn't read them all, but you know, it just made me laugh.
Yeah. So, do people like carrot gravy as a thing? Is carrot gravy a thing?
It's someone's name.
No, but is it a gravy? Is it a gravy made of carrots?
Yeah, carrot gravy would be with...
I've never heard of carrot gravy.
With maple syrup or something.
Oh. And,
there is a carrot gravy recipe. It's a vegan, gluten-free type of gravy if you wanted to use it. Yeah. Right.
But Lori, I'm telling you, last time. I was just like
dying over these.
I was dying.
I love the keyboard courage that people get when they need to do things.
But it just made me laugh so hard.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're getting such wonderful things. I've got one for you, Lori, actually, from Donna, longtime listener.
Okay, good.
Which sent two messages. And Lori and Julia, congratulations on your career and joint retirement. I started listening in year two. Or the end of year two. Lori, I worked as a community affairs coordinator at Women's Advocates from 2003 to 2006. I arranged for our executive director to talk to us, about that they...
Domestic abuse.
Yes. Shelter for Women, for battered women and their children. She had been a listener, she had not been a listener, so was not expecting this amazing normal interview. Instead, it was moving, informative, heartfelt conversation with you, Lori, volunteering your expertise as a victim of domestic abuse and how difficult it was to ask for help and get out, even though you were educated, successfully employed, and had a family and friends who would be supportive network to you. I will never forget how impressed and grateful for you both and your willingness to help other women know how hard it is to walk away. Thank you, Donna.
Aww.
You know Donna.
Yeah.
And then she wrote a second message to us. Consider negotiating you to have virtual author interviews a month. Been presenting this whole plan for us to keep our book club going.
Yeah.
But I just thought, kudos to you, Lori, because you have been so forthright and shared
I've shared all the good, the bad, the ugly about my personal life.
Yeah.
And I mean, I really did want people to know about domestic violence and abusive relationships, which they're not always physical. Sometimes it would be easier if it was just physical, but there is verbal and emotional abuse. And I mean, it can happen to any person. Mm-hmm. And what happens is that the other person who they're so good at getting you
sucking
to love
you
them and then to do I love you, I hate you. And if you know, it can happen to anybody. And it's just like there's a lot of shame around it. Like, what's wrong with you that you would pick somebody that would treat you that way? Again, always you, not instead.
Yep.
What's wrong with you that you think you can treat someone that
exactly.
way?
Exactly. And so, that was
in that was early years that we talked about that.
Yep, it was very early. But but I mean, I think, and you know, we got another one from someone about how we have so many, but just people have. We've had such an honor to be people's friends, companions, sisters, uncles, aunts, cousins, whatever we are to people.
Yeah.
But for so many years, because we've talked so honestly and openly.
Yeah.
Mostly. I think I was separated for almost a year before I even talked to
you. Yeah, you sat on that one. I was getting nervous. I was like,
oh, yeah.
You know me, I'm the PR person. Couldn't. Like, you get on top of your story and you get it out right away.
I wasn't
kidding when I said the other day when we made our announcement, Kensington Palace could have taken a page from this because it makes me mad to think about how much Kensington Palace, the men and women in gray suits, who knew what was going on with Kate and did all these look over here and the stage photograph with her mom and a person who clearly wasn't Kate. Yeah. And then the other.
And all the blame was going on her. And here's this woman who's found out she has cancer and she had
this could have been handled at the time she had her announced she was having her surgery. And when it happens, they're going to look and make sure nothing else is going on. But I mean, They really did. I love how
you have to wrap it into the Royals. Now, if you brought it into an Elvis song right now, Austin Butler and Wieners, we'd have the trifecta.
I'm worried about Austin Butler being in a Darren Aronofsky movie right now. I have to tell you, because Darren has directed some of the movies I've hated.
Mother. Oh. We've hated.
Requiem for a Dream.
Oh, you like that, huh?
No.
I hate. That movie was one of the most horrifying experiences of my life watching that movie.
It's an out there for sure.
It is. But
the Black Swan did. Yeah, he's due to do a good one, but I'm nervous for my Austin.
I knew you would be.
The storyline looks
for wrapping it up.
The storyline looks good, though, for that movie, but you're right. Aronofsky, a little touchy on that.
I know. Yeah. So carrot gravy's a thing.
It is. Well, now I'm not making it this year.
Meh. All right. Grant, meh. Grant, take us away. Hey, gang, it's Lori and Julie here from Minneapolis Aging and Skincare Clinic. I think I'm finally done peeling from my photo peel thing, laser thing.
You never looked. It never looked like
I'm telling you,
beekeeper hat on or anything like that.
I am so impressed with Sarah and the team at Minneapolis Aging and Skin Clinic. And if you know, we love going there for hydrofacials. We love going there. They have every treatment available, but really, they are. So good at what they do.
I just got asked at Pilates, what am I going to do about these spots? And I'm like, that's sun damage. And yes, that can be gotten rid of. And Minneapolis.
MPLSskin.com
is where you make a reservation. But they're in Maple Grove and Golden Valley. And they're absolutely on top of all the best dermatological practices.
And they have great products there as well.
$100 off Juvederm.
Through the end of the month.
That's right.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
All right, Grant, we've asked you to be our sports analyst to take down what is going on with our basketball franchise, the Minnesota Timberwolves.
A lot of drama over at the Minnesota Timberwolves right now, and Alex Rodriguez, Glenn Taylor, the current owner, and Mark Lowry, the other gentleman that is paired up.
What the heck?
So this is what happened. In 2021, they agreed to buy the team for $1.5 billion.
Right.
2021 numbers, that's a good deal. Now this team has become quite a stud-filled superstar team, and they had till March 27th to complete the other 40% so they could become the majority owner of the Timberwolves. And according to Glenn Taylor, they did not get that extra 40% in time to acquire the other 40% and become majority owners. Therefore, Glenn Taylor has said that the Timberwolves and the Lynx are no longer for sale. And he said, I will continue to work with Mark and Alex and the rest of the ownership group to ensure our teams have the necessary resources to complete the highest levels on and off the court. Now, this sounds like...
But why didn't they buy it?
Well, they couldn't come up with the payment at the end of December, and they got the extension.
They got the extension to till March 27th, which was yesterday.
And then their people they were going through dropped out the funder, so they had to scramble and find a different funder, which is the NBA himself, who fund minority-owned franchises.
Yes. I didn't know that this is how one could go about buying a team.
Yeah, it's like a group ownership. Yeah. So they just needed to find a bunch of other small minority owners to join in with them to acquire that other 40%. But now they have spoken after Glenn Taylor said what he said.
Oh, no.
A-Rod is firing. Well, their team is firing back. Uh-oh. And they said, we are disappointed with Glenn Taylor's public statement today. Rodriguez and Lori said in a statement to ESPN, we have fulfilled our obligations, have all the necessary funding, and are fully committed to closing our purchase of the team as soon as the NBA completes its approval process. Glenn Taylor's statement is an unfortunate case of seller's remorse that is short-sighted and disruptive to a team that has fans during a historic winning season, which I completely agree with.
Okay, because the price has gone up $1 billion.
Okay, but here's the bottom line. Let me Hollywood sports speak this.
Oh, I love this. That'd be good.
I know, but I'm just going to be real frank here. These two guys, Alex Rodriguez and this other
Mark
guy.
Lori. Yeah.
Okay, they should have bought it when they wanted to buy it.
I agree.
With all the money.
Yeah.
When you
they
do something,
get the funding.
Yes.
Well, A-Rod had this issue too with Jennifer Lopez and the Mets, and they couldn't get the funding, and he had to get her brother involved.
Right. So here's what I'm going to say: until you own something, you don't own it.
And that's the funny part. And A-Rod has been sitting courtside all season long, girl next to him, beautiful dress, tuxedo, playing up, schmucking up with the players, acting like
never
this is
had
his
the
thing.
Money.
But he has a percentage of the team that they've paid for.
They do own 40% right now. They were trying to get the second 40%.
Well, then they're going to have a co-ownership, a minority ownership.
And they said that they did come up with it, and that's what they're saying in their statement, is that they have come up with the funds. They're saying that the only holdup was the NBA, and they're completing the approval process. So they're saying to Glenn Taylor, even though Glenn Taylor's telling us that they don't have the money, they're telling us that they do have the money. And in fact, it's just in process of being, you know, looked at, overviewed by the NBA. So it's a little back and forth. Glenn Taylor in this town as an owner of the Timberwolves is not the biggest fan or is not really liked in this town as an owner.
He isn't?
No.
But he's kept the team here.
He has kept the team here over all
the newspaper.
Saved the Star Tribune.
He did. But when it comes to... I mean, there's a reason why Kevin Garnett is not a part of this organization anymore, and he's the biggest superstar this team has ever seen. There are some internal allegations of racism. Okay. I'm not saying that he was, but if you watched Kevin Garnett's documentary, he feels that there was some poor ownership moves by Glenn Taylor. It's just there's been a lot of mistakes by Glenn Taylor along the way with this team.
I mean, I don't have an NBA in business. Julia has more of an MBA than I do. I don't watch a lot of business stuff. But when you say you're going to buy something,
you got to pay for it.
You buy it.
They had the 3 months extension, which felt to me like there's issues. Right there.
That was the first sign.
That was the sign.
Yep.
Right. I mean, so if you only have bought 40%, you're going to have
to. Thank you for turning into Score North.
Yeah. For a minute there.
It's
a big deal.
It is. Because, and now, like he said, they're not for sale. And like you said, this team is now worth
a billion dollars more than it was in 2021.
Because they're playing so much better.
They're the number one.
And were the Lynx tied into the sale?
Because he owns both.
Yes.
I don't like that. I didn't want Alex Rodriguez to own the Timberwolves.
We don't like him.
And
if he wants
to be on our
show,
we're sorry. And so I was against this deal in the beginning, but I promise I didn't do any kind of voodoo to make this happen.
Oh, Lori, because you're responsible. I love that you could say that it might be you.
No, I know.
It's blowing up because it might have been my voodoo doll.
Well, I'm with you there. Everybody has seen Alex Rodriguez try to get into this industry for years and fail at it, and this does not surprise us.
Get all the money, have all the money, and buy it outright. That's what you do. if you want to play in this kind of a league with owning a team.
I'm with you. Well, one more. We've got about 30 seconds here. We were just talking about how Sandra Bullock hasn't been out in public when Chris Hewitt was out, was with us here in the first hour of the show. Well, Chris,
he was talking about his favorite interview with her.
Yeah, that's what it was. Thank you. Yeah. But Jennifer Aniston and Sandra Bullock had a little girls' night, girls' day spa action with Amanda Anka, who is the wife of Jason Bateman. They went to one of the highest ritzy cosmetic surgery retreats in Connecticut.
What does Dr. that mean? Neely. They all had facelifts, Julia. And they're going to recover today.
Why would you do yours without me, Lori? I should have come with.
I know, you should have come with, damn it. It's the four-year age difference. It's the four-year age difference.
Aniston was leaving the building with a big black hat covering her face while Sandra Bullock walked tightly right behind her.
Right. I can't even believe they didn't have a big black umbrella over them. No. I can't even believe people got these photos.
Yeah, this is all
they all got facelifts together. What a charming thing.
And recover with together. That'd be kind of fun.
Right? Go to Little Retreat.
That'd be so fun. Tell us what's happening with the traffic.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you guys for that time, and I appreciate us going into Score North mode there for a second.
Another talent we discovered, and I believe you basically discovered Steve Patterson.
He was on.
That's right.
We met him at the SAG Awards.
We did first. But when he started here at Twin Cities Live, and you were out one day for a couple hours, he just had to come fill in because you left. Yeah. And Twin Cities Live was only on for an hour at that time, and he said he would come up because no one was here.
Yeah. Right.
And he came on, and he's dynamite.
He was natural.
He's just natural. And Matt Belanger, it's Matt Belanger.
Yeah, on the State Fair bus. But you got a good nose for talent.
I do, and the bus, and I'm like, but we met before. You know, we went on the bus.
We were on the State Fair bus.
Singing.
Maddie B.
Yeah, and I said, you should come on our show.
And you invited Steve into the MyTalk studio for the first time.
I did.
To fill in for
me. You found some talent.
Yeah.
I did. Think but we met him. I mean, but you know, they both are.
Well, we met him at the SAG Awards.
Yeah, we did. he was working for Reels Channel.
Was he still in New Mexico at the time?
Yeah, and he was in LA. And quite frankly, we scared him, and he will admit that. he was rather taken aback, but when we realized we were sister brother stations companies, we were quite excited and delighted. And I remember he just looked in awe and scared of us at the same time. Kind of how he looks at us now. All right. Let me take a drink of water first.
Take a drink of water.
Get ready for this one.
He's got a good story. You've been holding this out on me, and you've also been holding out that this even exists.
Okay, so we all watched Masters of Air, at least the three of us, and I think quite a few people did watch that on Apple's Plus.
Yes.
About Masters the division of Air.
The 100, the bloody 100, the bombing, the whole way, basically the aerial part of World War II, because the Band of Brothers, we saw boots on the ground in Europe and Africa and then South Pacific, because the war was fought on multiple fronts.
Yep.
Hanks did also that Greyhound, where we saw the importance of how all
setting up for Omaha
the
Beach
boats.
And
all the
Normandy
boat stuff.
It was so good.
And we've had all these movies, all these things about World War II, and I remember I want to also because I saw somebody today who just thanked you and I for are very frank and all the ways that we raised awareness when we did for Project Down Dirty last year for SAVE, Suicide Awareness, Voices of Education.
Yeah, that was...
And suicide in her family. And she was like, that was just incredible. Oh. And my nephew, Tristan, I mean, one of the things, this kid, I mean, he was just such a character. But he absolutely was a history nut. And I'm going to say he was a war history nut. As soon as he could start reading,
and
watching National, he just loved it.
Yeah.
And I remember taking him to the Richard Bong Veterans Historical Center, which is in Superior, Wisconsin, right as you go over the high bridge and go towards Barker's Island.
Sure.
And there's a Perkins Richard Bong.
Yes.
And it is an incredible, incredible. If you have somebody that loves World War II history, aviation, it really is this incredible museum. And there was a story in the paper today. And I remember my nephew at the time telling me Richard Bong, who is a real pilot, who the Bong Bridge is named after and connects Duluth and Superior.
I never knew that was the name of the bridge.
That's the name. It's the Blotnick Bridge, which connects down, you know, more downtown. Yeah. And then the other bridge to Superior that connects kind of the on the backside is the Bong Bridge.
So the Richard Bong, B-O-N-G.
B-O-N-G. Okay. And my nephew, and he might have been 15 at the time. Okay. And he's like, Dooney, there hasn't been a movie about Richard Bong. And every significant World War II hero has had a movie except Richard Bong.
Wow.
And I was just like, what?
Who's Richard Bong?
He's the ace of aces. There has never been.
Stop.
He's the, he shot down 40 airplanes in World War II.
Wow.
Now, we just saw, now I'll tell you what he flew. So he flew the Lockheed P-38 Lightning. And if you watch Masters of Air, those were the single pilot planes that led the way for the big bombers.
That would fight off the other
people. But also getting shot down.
Yep.
Right and left.
Yep. Yes, right and left.
Right and left, because they do low altitude flying, kind of, anyway, incredible. And Richard Bong is from Poplar, Wisconsin, and he goes on to fly in World War II, and he had a very, and the Pacific Rex got contacted by the Richard Bong Museum curator, because they are in the, they are finding wreckage of different planes, and Richard Bong flew this P-38 called Marge, and it was a huge picture of his high school sweetheart, whom he did marry.
I saw this story in the paper.
Yes.
Yes.
And, and that plane, he wasn't in it when it was crashed, but a pilot crashed it in Papua New Guinea, bailed out, and they know where the wreckage is. And Pacific Rex, this has been the plane that's been on their wish list to find, because it was the plane that Richard Bong flew 200 missions.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
And we know from watching Masters of Air.
That's unheard of.
That if you could get to 25, it would be a miracle and you could go home. So he flew in 200 missions. He shot down 40 enemy planes. He also had another, there's another guy who shut down 38, but it was just really incredible. And he learned to fly at his, what is now UWS.
University of Wisconsin Superior. I'm helping translate.
Sorry. And it's this single, this, he had this huge, you know, painting of Marge, and he would always say,
his girlfriend.
She was the most shot after girl in the Pacific, and that's where he did fly his missions. And there is, at the Bong, Richard Bong Veterans Historical Center, there's a replica of that plane. And the museum is meant as a tribute to local veterans. There's all kinds of oral histories, military
uniforms. I can't believe, with my mom growing up in Superior and my grandma living there forever, I've never been to this museum.
It's
I can't believe it.
It's, if you're ever
in where it is.
Duluth and you're looking for something to do with your kids, it's pretty cool. There's oral histories, military uniforms, newspapers. It was very interesting. And then you got, you know, Perkins right there to go eat after.
Nice little addition.
Or you could go to the Anchor Bar and Grill and get the best, cheapest hamburger ever, and it's the best, and it's right a mile away.
Yeah, so that the Pacific Rex people, it's on their bucket list to find this plane because of the significance that it's Bong. You know, he becomes this flying cadet in the U.S. Army Air Corps and becomes the ace of aces and an unmatched, you know, record and 200 missions.
Yikes.
That's unbelievable, Lori.
Yeah, and he was in Australia when Marge was flown by Thomas Malone, had engine failure in 1944, and he bailed, and the plane crashed, and Bong, he wasn't as lucky. He died a year later after a plane he was test flying in went down in Burbank, and he was only 24 years old.
Oh.
So he did all those dangerous missions.
And then dies testing.
And he dies on the day the United States drops the bomb on Hiroshima.
Oh, jeez.
He was 24. He'd been married 6 months. And the New York Times described his wedding as the northern Wisconsin town. It was the biggest Poplar, Wisconsin has ever seen.
I know where Poplar is.
Yeah.
I know.
And their honeymoon was a military secret because, you know, you can go to a lot of nice spaces and there's housing. But his Marlene Bong, his widow, she became a magazine editor and she became...
When did Richard Bong die?
He died in 1945.
Oh, wow.
A year later, test flying some kind of a plane.
I thought you said a different name there. Okay.
No, so he did all these missions.
Lori, I totally, when Lori's telling me.
Well, because you're reading and you're sending emails and you're doing your things when I do anything to do with history.
I love history. But when you told me I need to talk about the Bong Museum today,
Did you think it was like, a bong, like a pot
she goes,
bong?
Yes. And you go, it's in Superior, Wisconsin. I'm like, I've never heard of this.
Yeah.
I totally thought you were talking about pot bongs.
No.
So I'm just like stunned.
No. And his wife came back when the Bong Bridge was being built and when the museum was being built. And she's buried beside him and the rest of the family in Poplar, Wisconsin. But... yeah, just a little. They're going to find, they hope to find in the jungle.
Wow.
This famous fighter plane.
Would
and
they bring
get
it back to Superior?
Yes, it would go
that
to the
nice.
It would go to the Bong veterans. And I highly recommend it as a place to go, something to do.
Good history.
Hear history.
Yeah.
Buff, it's really kind of amazing.
Do you guys remember the movie Memphis Belle?
Yes.
Love that movie. 1990. This is, I mean, just the, you know, Masters of Air and this conversation just reminded me of it. And I had to look it up. But that
Matthew Modine was in that.
Matthew Modine, Sean Astin, Eric Schultz, Billy Zane, Harry Connick Jr. was in it. Yep. It was just a quality. Good World War
II. Okay, because I saw this article today. Yeah. It's right under ours.
Right.
And you're thinking the Bong Museum.
Yeah.
I totally was, but I just saw the picture of the beautiful Marge.
Yeah, no. People should know Richard Bong, and maybe Hollywood will do a movie on him, but it's kind of a hell of a story that he has.
Oh, that would be.
And I've just touched a tiny bit, but hopefully Pacific Rex can find it, and, you know, the museum is super excited.
That's cool.
I love that. Thank you, Lori.
I'm glad. Do you think you would let me give you a thing on a bong museum?
Well, that's
an actual
bong
museum?
I literally was like, okay. You go, save me time to tell you about the Bong Museum in Superior. And I'm like, how did I never know this existed?
Oh.
I mean, not that I just thought, wow.
You can't make it up.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
I'm going to listen to the song, the album in the morning.
Oh.
I'm not going to listen to it when it drops at midnight, but a lot of people are.
Pray I'm not up tonight at midnight.
You know,
I have to learn new hours.
Yeah, there's so much heat around this album that it really shows like what a melting ice cube of a career Justin Timberlake has. They must be having, well, how can we reset him?
Well, we already told him the PR advice that we had, and we weren't even going to yell at him.
We
were just going to tell him to sit down with Oprah.
Zero heat there. You get that? The heat index, zero.
At the heat index.
The heat index is non-existent.
Yes, I do get that.
Beyonce is bringing so much heat. It's like people are losing their mind because we've got 16 songs and like some epic.
I can't. You know, it really, when you're hot, and when you're not, you are so not.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to reinvent yourself. He might have to go to duets. He might have to do duets with Britney. I don't know. But, you know, we just had such a delightful chat yesterday with Jana Shortall from Breaking the News, which is on at 6:30 on Care 11 yesterday. And we had a Zoom meeting with her.
Well, it was an interview. She wanted to feature us on her show. And it's an opinion, you know, it's like her take on stuff. It's a unique, interesting
show. She does a great show.
And I felt honored, quite frankly. She wanted to profile us and was even like, oh, I was like, oh, you listen to our show?
I know. I was so honored. And so the story, if you didn't catch it last night, it's on the Lori and Julia show page. There's a link, or I think...
I am very proud of your PR thinking, Julia. Just to let you know, you get an A+
okay,
today.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. And it's there, or it's probably on My Talk Social as well, if
yes.
you follow us,
yep,
however
probably.
You get it. But she did such a nice piece, and the classic thing is, for years, everyone who meets us calls us Loria. Mm-hmm. Absolutely everyone. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny, and we're like, whatever, I don't care. And in some of these stories that we've seen lately in the press, I've been called Julie and Julia, mm-hmm, within a sentence.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
it's just kind of funny, our names. But we've been called Loria by so many people.
It doesn't matter.
It's who we feel we are. We are conjoined.
Yeah, Loj, yep. Loria.
It's been really sweet.
It is often when people are talking to the two of us at the same time, and it's hard to, like, you know, I always like who always says, Lori and Julia, how are you today? I love how T. Michael Rambo always greets us like that.
He does.
He always says, Lori and Julia, you know, but Lori and Julia, it's a lot to say. So Lori is a
great way to combine.
And you make up so many words. It's almost
perfect.
An homage accidentally to you.
I love it. So this is just the tail end of our interview, and you can catch the whole thing. And it's a whopping, it's maybe 3 minutes max, yeah, right, Grant?
Yeah, probably. About two.
But
PM.
It's really... It made us feel really good. So here's what she said.
The 15 minutes I spent with Loria and Julia, I guess I just merged you.
We always do.
Today were the best 15 minutes of my day. I laughed. I nearly cried. I went through the range of emotions you, their listeners, know you can expect from them every single day. And that's what I know I'll miss, and I bet a lot of people will as well. But what I can't miss is the opportunity to say thank you, Lori and Julia. You broke barriers in Twin Cities media for a lot of us. You made things possible that perhaps were not before. Lori and Julia will get a long goodbye, as true Minnesotans, to hear from you. They wrap their show in June.
Aww.
It still makes me want to cry.
I did a little bit.
I cried last night.
I just did a little bit.
You know.
That's amazing. You guys are.
But I just, it was really.
It's touching.
It's such an honor.
It's touching, yeah.
I always forget how groundbreaking we are.
You are. You guys truly are.
I mean, I do lose sight of that.
I never think of that. I mean, but it's nice on our, but ex, you know.
And listen, being the age that we are, coming in business when we came through, I mean, there's a lot, but I also feel grateful because I remember just totally graduating from high school and just expecting to become a woman that wasn't anything like my mom, a housewife, someone who wasn't working. I was just like, I am going to have money and I'm going to have a career.
Same.
And we have the pill and there's abortion and we can do whatever we want. When, you know what I mean? That I really felt like girls that kind of came of age in the 70s and 80s, we were too young for, you know, all the other stuff. We really just felt, but we still... There was still a lot of door kicking and a lot of BS that went on.
It's kind of amazing because I never expected anything but to have a career.
Same.
And have kids.
But I think we were the first, you know.
Probably the first generation.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, I think so.
But I just.
Because our moms were girls.
My mom was
the 50s.
Yep,
and
my mom
got married and you started having kids and. You know, where you were, you know, got knocked up. And in those days, people mm-hmm. joined the military and got mm-hmm. married.
Mm-hmm. It's just, it,
you know, so we really were. So we do kind of typify a lot of people that are in the age group of mm-hmm. like, yeah, we're still.
She's way younger than us.
I know. But we're not there yet.
Yep.
You know,
I just feel like,
yeah, really nice.
Really good. That
you
was
should,
really,
you guys both should.
It's
you.
Really good. And you know, it's all good. It's all good. We're going to celebrate women.
Yeah.
As much as we can while we go out.
Absolutely.
And
all the men who love us.
Absolutely. And we're going to laugh and have fun. And thank you for hanging out with us today. Guess what? We'll be back tomorrow.
Job done. Off you go.